Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Faceless by Rob Ashman. Narrated by Nicholas Cam. Preface.
Being psycho doesn't make you bad. Being bad makes you bad. Being psycho and bad makes you dangerous. That's what my school report should have said, but it didn't. And now the consequences of that oversight are everywhere. I killed for pleasure. Now I kill out of a sense of duty. You understand that, right? Not sure which one I prefer more. No, wait, I do know. Killing family is best. You get to stick around and watch the fallout. This is not my fault. As the next few weeks play out, I want you to remember, it's not my fault. It's yours.
Chapter 1. Detective Inspector Rosalind Cray lifted the flap of the letterbox and the stench of death hit her full in the face. The type of stench that lodges itself in your memory long after it has left your senses. The type of stench that lives with you forever. She recoiled back into the cramped corridor and nodded to the young uniformed officer standing next to her. He removed his hat, donned a pair of heavy-duty gloves and picked up the red 35-pound steel bar with handles at either end. He steadied his stance and took a practice swing. The bar crunched into the moulded plastic surround of the lock. The frame flexed under the impact, holding the door stubbornly in place. The second blow shattered the screws from their mountings and the door shuddered open. It struck the mound of unopened mail piled up on the hallway floor. As the door swung ajar, they both stepped back with their hands covering their noses and mouths. Cray was sure she heard the officer gag as the smell of putrid flesh wafted around them. She glanced at the tall young man, the colour draining from his face. "That's all I need. Degree qualified eye flyer to compromise the scene with his own vomit." Cray pulled on a set of blue surgical gloves, threw a second pair for the officer, and removed a perfumed handkerchief from her pocket. She stepped inside. The underside of the front door swept the larger letters into a heap against the wall as she edged it open. "Hello," she called out. "Anyone at home?" Her voice echoed in the confines of the darkness. She tried the light switch. Nothing. Cray flicked on a torch and the beam cut shards of light across the inside of the flat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?